Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Rippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes akite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We're going to say hello, welcome in listeners downtown in New Orleans at Bayou 95.7, also 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock, and our friends at 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Big show for you today. Ryan Castle's coming in to sit and spin, and we've got 10 bands named after nether regions on the way. As The Men's Room is back, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day and our question: what is the rule that you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
And we bring Raymond back to the program. Hello, Raymond.
How's it going?
Okay.
All right, so my unwritten rule is a kind of a personal one, but I will never take a shower in the daytime, only at night, in order for me to not catch a cold.
Wait, run
this. Actually, this has worked for me, and the longest that I have gone without being ill was for 3 years, 3 years straight.
So wait, run this by me again now.
You only shower. So what would happen if you shower during the day? Why would you think you would get a cold? Or in the morning, let's say.
If you shower during the day and then you go right back outside, your pores are open and then you're exposed to the germs.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay, all right. Now, are you
shower at night and you sleep it off, or you wait a couple hours, then you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, now you brought up germs. Are you a germaphobe in any other way?
I'm sorry?
Are you a germaphobe or anything like that?
I do not like disgusting people, but other than that, I'm
okay.
Already.
All right. Well, I think we can all vouch for you on that one.
Okay.
I'm not on a Howie Mandel level, but I'll do a fist bump every now and then.
Tell you what, brother, if you ever get chance to meet Howie Mandel, go in for the hug. I mean,
oh man!
And I'll hope your shirt is pitting out just so he can see it all.
I'll tell you another comedian who hates that is Richard Lewis.
Oh, is he?
Oh boy, is he freaked out by that, man?
We had an old boss. He's a friend of ours now, but at the time, we were on the opposite sides of everything. So his job essentially was to harass us. He was the middleman between the brass and us. But I don't remember what he was mad at us about, but he's going on about something, and we know for a fact that he's a germaphobe. So he's just bitching us out, and I don't remember where we were walking out of his office, something. But Miles is pissed, and you know me, I'm just spouting off at the mouth as we're leaving. Miles, instead of saying anything, licks the door handle. This guy stopped in his tracks, and we just watched the door close because he wouldn't touch it.
It's kind of stuck in there.
Yeah.
What is the rule that you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
It's one of my dumbest memories, but there it is.
Are you sure it's just licking the door handle?
Stupid. Like, hey, it's a germaphobe.
So stupid.
He was so mad.
Oh, God.
Hello, Pete. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hi. This is my first time calling, so I'm a little nervous.
That's okay. I thought it was your first time using a phone.
Yeah, we thought that's even my first time calling. Like,
I just
ever.
Got a burner phone.
Hello. If you get a burner phone to call this show.
Like, you know, I'm not exactly the most technological Asian I know. So.
A disappointment to your culture.
Your parents are so let down.
How many people are upset, like, if they just come to you asking, I don't know, some kind of tech question, you're like, dude, I don't know.
I'm a plumber.
Oh, God, you have no idea. Like, they'll ask me, like, how do you do this on Facebook? I go, what is Facebook?
So what's the rule?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, what's the rule?
The rule I go by, it's more like something I learned in culinary school. In fact, I was the guy that emailed you guys yesterday about your Happy 3000 episode. But anyways, my new rule is, it's a French term, it's called mise en place. It's basically everything in its place. Because, like, I've been in the industry for about 11 years now, and I come into many kitchens where it's been like a total S show, and you know, I got to be the guy that cools down everybody on the line. So I'm always like have to be mentally prepared, even though I'm not.
Okay.
No, so, I think
it's
you're
pretty
right,
much
man.
Helped out. Yeah, it's pretty much helped me out. So like on my everyday life, because like you know, you never know what life's gonna throw at you, whether you're at work or at home. So,
bro, if you work in a restaurant, you know exactly what life's gonna throw at you.
A bunch of idiots,
a lot of anger, and a remarkable amount of profanity. I mean, that's exactly how you know what's coming your way. Maybe you're busier than you thought, but it's the same thing all the time. No matter where you work, if you work in restaurants, no matter where you are in the country, a lot of customers suck. Some are great, and there's always a problem.
Well, you know that's very true. But like, also, I mean, I used to be a sous chef up in Seattle, so like, my guys would freak out over a 400 cover night, and I'd have to be the one to kind of ease everything. So, you know, I have to be in that mental state, you know, pretty much to keep my sanity.
So
you always, he's been long gone.
See, that's crazy. So you kept, you approached it from the calm point of view.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you're stoned.
I've worked in restaurants forever, and on the East Coast, I mean, it's just different. But if it's a 400 cover night, so you're super busy, everyone was mad. But everyone got the job done. Like, there was never a problem. No one walked out, none of that. So you could be mad, you could be loud, you could threaten to kill people, all the good stuff you do, but everything was done to absolute perfection.
Exactly. That's how I have to have it. You know, like, I don't know if you guys have been to Palisade, and it's like off of Magnolia. Man, we'd have like 300, 400 cover nights, and sometimes even more than that on an unexpected day. And my guys would be flipping out, like, in the middle of service. So I'd go from line to line, like, from saute all the way down to pantry. And be like, hey, you need a smoke? Go smoke. You know, like, take a quick five and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, or I'll do something really stupid on the line just to make everybody laugh, you know. Or if I see my chef, like, starting to tell my service to shut up, I kind of just, you know, have them talk to me rather than talk to my chef. So
we would always hollow out a carrot, just smoke weed out of it and blow it into the vent over the stove. Because that's an industrial vent, man. You couldn't smell it in a restaurant at all.
Here's a little insider trick if you're going to Palisade. There's a little wooden bridge that covers some water and everything.
Yeah.
If you know the chef and you ask him to just pull out one of those fresh fish, he'll make it for you.
Oh, yeah. Just he has no problem leaving the kitchen in his Crocs, walking down to the little wooden bridge.
There's a stream that runs through that restaurant.
And he will patiently wait for a fish.
What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
And tell them the men's room sent you.
Sashimi.
Yeah. Ask for the men's room special.
Yeah, in a place that doesn't have one. See what you get. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it's kind of a two-part. It's don't shame the family or don't shame the academy. They kind of go hand in hand, but that's like why my Twitter handle or whatever is DSTA, don't shame the academy.
What's the academy?
So I train. I do martial arts and train for MMA and stuff, or work with guys that do. So the thing is you're out there and sometimes you're on, you know, TV or, you know, stuff's being broadcast or whatever. So the idea is that you don't do anything that it's shaming.
Don't judge.
Yeah, don't have any preconceived notions about
it. I wonder how he got that nickname.
Right.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's the DC character that never really took off. He saw his parents murdered by the mob.
The only one, yeah, for sure.
And he kicks bad guys in the junk. But see, it's easier for you if you know martial arts to tell somebody, like, hey, man, here's a rule I'd like you to do. Like, don't shame the academy. Like, if you tell me that, it's different than, say, if Ted tells me that.
Or somebody in the motion picture academy.
Because, like, you know martial arts. Like, with you, there's, like, this imminent threat, even though you're not threatening anyone, but inevitably, if I really F up,
they're threatened.
A guy who knows martial arts is going to kick my ass.
For people inside the academy, like when we're in a tournament or a show or whatever, you know, at an MMA fight or something, you know that if, like, you mess up and then you come back to train on Monday or whatever, oh, no, there's consequences.
Okay, what about the guy that gets in a fight in a parking lot at the end of the night who's not fighting, is just there to watch the fight?
If he's one of our peeps, we got his back in the parking lot, but there'll be consequences for that.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, sensation.
Well. Yeah, no.
And Jeff's leaving out another rule of theirs is don't wear shirts in the cage after victories.
Amen. You're going to get your peacock on. You better do it right.
Right?
Get your peacock on.
What's the line? Who leaves a Corvette in the garage?
Right, right.
Jesus. Never thought of it that way.
What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jonathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, appreciate
welcome
it, man.
To the show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, the rule I live by is I'm a guy, I work at night, every night, and I believe that you should never go to bed on an empty stomach, at least for me, or without going to the bathroom, because you're going to be more likely to end up using the bathroom in your own bed.
So basically, you need yeah. food. You need food to go to sleep, and you need to take a good bowel movement or use the bathroom.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean that's what I believe.
Now,
for me, it helps.
Do you believe this based on a bad experience you had? Like you woke up in a pile of your own poop,
hungry,
starving to death, and covered in poop.
I can't tell you that there hasn't been times where I've gotten so drunk that I have not. So, yeah, I mean,
they all have the same thing in common. You didn't eat.
Right.
I mean, all those stories in the same way. You know what I mean? Like, I should have eaten. It's not the last shot of Fireball. It's the lack of dinner.
Right.
Well, I was going to say, too, though, there's plenty of times, especially on the weekends, where I probably only am getting out of bed to either pee or get something to eat. Like, otherwise, I'd lay there for a couple more hours. It's like, all right, we got to finally get up and pee.
Right, 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 right.
My favorite thing used to be to wake up on Sunday morning, man, just hungover as hell when I was younger, order Chinese food and watch NFL football, then go back to sleep on the couch.
God, that sounds great.
I know, man.
Not the hangover part, but...
Yeah, just like laying there, like, I'm not moving today. I'll take one General Tso's chicken, one egg roll, one crab rangoon.
The nice thing is, certainly on the East Coast, so you'd order your Chinese food, and then when you flip the menu over, so yeah, the General Tso's also... Yeah, I'll take a side of lasagna,
a pizza,
a gyro, and wings.
I mean, like, steak and cheeses, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just sit there and just go back to sleep with the blanket over you. Next thing you know, the late game's starting. Oh, wait, I still got a late Sunday night game. Maybe I'll eat the rest of that Chinese. What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999. Ola, more your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. Our question today, what's the rule you live by and why? This is pretty good stuff. Thanks to our own Ted Smith and MSN.com. We have a bartender sharing 13 things that they'd love to tell customers, but they can't and rarely do. And so the story goes, while you might have the liquid courage to say whatever you want in a bar, there are some things that bartenders just won't tell you, even if it's to everyone's benefit.
I sneezed in your ice.
So Business Insider asked more than 30 bartenders to weigh in on what they'd love to tell customers, but can't. And they have anonymously included some of the more constructive insights. We'll start with this one. Please do not order vodka. You're nice when you stick with beer, but a demon when you're on spirits.
Yeah. I know a couple, and my buddy's wife, she was always a vodka soda person just because for, like, health reasons. You know what I mean? You don't want all the calories of beer.
Sure.
And one day at Thanksgiving, he just looks at me and goes, you ever seen a happy Russian? And I was like, all right, that's kind of funny.
You ever seen a happy Russian?
They drink tequila now.
Okay. Use cash if you're going to pay for a single drink. Running credit cards is more time-consuming than a cash transaction, and the tiny tip for one drink is not worth my extra time. 13 things that bartenders would love to tell their customers and clients but can't. Proceed ordering mixed drinks with caution. Almost no restaurants or bars clean their ice machines as regularly as they are supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a person. Please treat me like one. I'm not a servant. I'm not a potential date. Please don't take advantage of the fact that I have to treat you in a professional manner. This is my place of employment, not your house. You're the guest. Please behave like one.
It's not asking much, is it?
Yeah. Here's another one. Order everything at once. Don't make me make a margarita, then order a bloody beer after that, only to realize that the girl wanted a margarita too.
Right. Yeah.
Drives people nuts.
That is. Bartender. And it's not that hard, man.
Well, plus you mess it up for everybody else waiting to get service.
Here's a good one. I would love to tell people just how disgusting they are when they're eating. I hate seeing your chewed up food all over your face while you're dripping ranch all over the bar top. How messy could you possibly be?
Must be a wing place.
Also, I will say, I'm as a beard person, like, man, cheeseburgers can get crazy sometimes.
And look, yeah. Don't ever hesitate to let us know there's a bunch of crap in our beard.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I got no problem hearing that because I don't want it there.
Yeah.
Bartender sharing 13 things they'd love to tell customers but rarely do. I see you, and I'll get to you the second I can. I know you've been waiting for a while. If you haven't taken your order, it is for a good reason. Wait just like everyone else. Everyone wants their drinks ASAP, but you see, I have an order of doing things, and I'm trying to do it the fastest I can.
That really should not be that hard to explain to people.
Another rule, please stop hitting on your bartender. The bartender does not want to date you. Put your laptop away. You're not fooling anyone. Stop trying to, quote, work at the bar. Face it, dude. You're a functional alcoholic. Cram your drinking in now and your work in tomorrow.
I like that. That's pretty good.
Money talks, BS walks. Time is money, and your bar stool is my real estate. Don't ask me to hold your seat. Did you ask with a $10 bill? If not, the answer is no. And do not get annoyed when people order over you if you are sitting on a bar stool. Again, you're on a very expensive piece of real estate. The bar is a place for transactions, not private dining.
You know, that is a good call. Think of it like this. You spent a lot of money on a beautiful house on the beach. And then everyone who doesn't live on the beach goes to the beach to visit the beach. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
13 things the bartenders would love to tell their customers, but don't. That girl will not go home with you because you bought her a $9 shot. Some people will buy loads of expensive shots when they're out in groups. They're trying to look flash, so they say. You look stupid when you order expensive shots. By the way, you're overpaying for super expensive cocktails.
Of course.
To figure out just how much you're overpaying for your favorite fancy cocktail, check out a handy cocktail calculator from Quartz. You could be paying 400% more than the cost of the ingredients to make that drink.
Yeah, but see, I think most people know that with alcohol, the markup.
Because if you're buying a cocktail, you're buying it for the person to craft it.
Right, exactly.
So you're paying for their effort
well,
into making that drink, right?
Right?
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, right? I mean, if you go to a craft cocktail place, you're kind of expecting that.
Well, sure, if it's okay. Craft cocktail, yeah, they have to put the time and effort in.
And finally, I am judging you on your drink order. You can tell what type of person someone is by their drink order in specific bars. If you're in a bar with tons of other people and it's loud and you order something complicated, you clearly don't value people's time. How you react to the bar being out of your usual is also very indicative of your personality.
Says a lot.
So there you go.
A good friend of mine, a guy named Tony, and I've told this story before, but a bar from my past that I refer to as either the Dirt Church or the Star Wars bar. Just a lot of my formidable adult years started there. All right, so we would go there, and the thing is, it's called the Dirt Church for a reason. Well, actually, it's not called that. That's what we call it, but we call it that for a reason. The floors are sticky. The place is gross. It's a dive bar. It is what it is, but it's been there for a million years. And during the daytime, back during the great day drinking days, one of the bartenders there, his name was Timey. Not Tiny, but Timey. And he looked like what your average meth head looks like now. Maybe 5'8", weighed 130, had the Gordon Fisherman's face if the Gordon Fisherman were drunk. And you just knew, in spite of his small stature, no matter what, Timey could kick your ass, right? So my buddy Tony comes in, and Timey sees me. Hey, man, good to see you. So we're rapping a little bit. My buddy Tony comes in. He hasn't met Tony. I'm saying, Tony, this is Tiny, Tiny. What do you want to drink? And, of course, my boy Tony, without missing a beat, is like, blueberry schnapps and 7-Up. I say nothing. It's very awkward. Tommy's just looking at him. I'm going to get you a beer. All right? First thing he said was, no. Tony goes, man, do you have the ingredient? I can see it right there, the blueberry schnapps. I'm going to get you a beer. Tony, a little bit pissed, but you can just tell, like, this isn't the guy to argue with.
Right.
So the guy comes back, gives him a beer, but before he completely hands it to him, he's like, do you want an umbrella in that little man? Something about being called little man just sent Tony over the edge, man. But I'm like, don't say anything to Timey. He'll kill you. Just accept it.
Yeah.
Just, you asked for a blueberry schnapps in 7-Up. Look where you are.
Dude, I was in a nice restaurant. I'll just say that, right? And you happen to know some of the bartenders.
Okay.
Like the head bartender.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there, And we're chopping it up. It's me and my buddy. I want to say it's me and my buddy Joe and my mom, of all people, right? And we're laughing. And this waiter comes over and he yells over to the bar, how do we bring in a sex on the beach? And the guy, without missing a beat, goes, we don't.
Oh. Damn.
Like, we sell real drinks here. I was like, yes. Like, I'm going to tip you more just for shutting that
right
down.
And I'll take a blue kamikaze.
Yeah.
What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
Also, I will say this. I have some friends that don't drink. When I go out with them, I won't drink. But if you're sitting at a table, man, you got to be smart enough. If you finish dinner and it's been, you can't sit at somebody's table all day.
Right.
Oh, as far as getting order food, yeah. or you're going to have to order some kind of drink. You got to make them money.
Yeah, right. Keep the alcohol exactly. going.
Back to the real estate portion.
Yeah.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, the rule I live by is that it's okay to be wrong.
Now, does that make your life easier because you're wrong so often, or is this something you tell other people?
Or your kids?
A little column A, a little column B.
Yeah, okay. I figured as much.
It makes it a lot easier just to learn from it, move on, and then next time you can apply it instead of, like, digging into your wrongness because you're stubborn. I just find it frustrating dealing with that outside, and also I find it easier for myself just to admit that I'm wrong, learn from it.
If it drives you crazy, I mean, what is it like every day for you right now? Because people just dig in. Nobody wants to hear anything, right? People just want to speak.
So I work at Amazon, and there's a lot of ego, especially around, like, the software developers.
All right.
About stuff they have no business arguing about.
My dog under my desk could kick your dog's ass under your desk.
Does Jeff Bezos have a rule that, A, you must have a dog, and then you must bring that dog to work? Or is it optional? Because when I walk through areas where Amazon is prevalent, it seems to me that every freaking person that works at Amazon brings their dog to work.
If you took a black light into work and just started hitting the floor in there, think about it, man. You would be disgusted. You wouldn't even want to work there anymore.
It would be brutal. I wouldn't. I'd rather live in ignorance in that sense.
One big dog urine situation. It's got to be, because dogs have accidents like anything else.
Well, the bad part is just, like, look, man, I know some people bring their dogs to work, whatever. And Amazon, it seems like everybody that has a dog brings their dog to work. And then I have heard from other people that work at Amazon that do not have pets. They said, look, I don't care that you have a dog. For the most part, I don't care that you bring it to work, but they have to spend the day, as they say, listening to the dog's owner. Or the dogs that just pop up and just wander around the office. Like, they're friendly dogs. Yeah. It's not that, but...
Oh, he just wants to say
hi. I'm trying to work, and then a German Shepherd puts its head on my lap, man. It's not that they don't like the dog, but it's the whole thing. They're like, I actually can't get my freaking job done because there's so many goddamn dogs visiting you all the time.
I will say this about what he's saying, though. I truly think that's it. If you mess up, then you mess up. It doesn't matter if you're a kid and you mess up with your parents, or you mess up at work, or you mess up in life with your spouse or your family or whatever. Like, all anyone expects, you can make a mistake.
Sure.
Just don't do it again. And by learning from your mistakes, that's basically just cutting to the quick of, like, look, once you've done something and you've effed up so bad,
right,
you better not do that same thing again.
That's how my father always put it.
That's really it, isn't it?
We'd have the conversation. And like you said, he was...
Doesn't matter if it's sports and you make, like, a dumb play and you do this.
But he was very cool about it. You'd get in trouble and he'd have the conversation with you. And it was a tense conversation, but at the end of every conversation, if we're on that level, and I realize I do this to my son in particular now, like... You're saying okay, because kids will always just say okay. It's like, repeat back to me what I just said. At least bullet point it, right? To make sure it's absorbed in your head. And my father would always tell me, okay, now that you've told me that you understand this, if you do this again, it's going to be the end of your everything. Don't do the same thing twice. I was stupid enough. I did the same thing twice, maybe twice, but it didn't take long to realize kind of the error of my ways.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, he was serious. He has come back with a vengeance, man. Like, if it was the same thing, it was a different dad.
What is it?
I think all that stuff, for me at least, and my brother, I think all that is summed up in one simple thing. It's just your actions speak louder than words.
They do.
And people say stuff all the time. Sorry, Robin. Sorry.
Tongue breaks.
Yeah. They say S all the time. And you hear it from the same people over. And I'll just go, look, yeah, but nothing's changed with you.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yep.
I don't want to hear it.
What is the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
Sorry, dude.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hola. Is it okay if I have my phone on speaker or should I put it on regular?
How many people are listening to this phone call with us?
Me.
Just you?
What do you mean? I'm alone in my car.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you're driving. Ooh, okay. Put it on speaker.
Is it okay if about 650,000 people are listening to you right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're good.
Okay, put it on speaker.
Yeah, all right. We got it. We got it. You got it, Rob? All right. You're on speaker.
We are on speaker.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So my thing, well, I've got a couple, but the main thing since high school is I have to have a chapstick or a Nivea thing in my pocket or on my purse. And if I can't find one in the house, I'm like, ah, where's one? Where's one? And they are everywhere in my house. You know how you like lose a sock? I'll lose a chapstick and then all of a sudden I'll find a bunch in a drawer. Or so it drives me nuts if I don't have one. I don't want to say, I can't think of the right word to say, but the word that I have to say, which I don't like, is moist. Because like,
you need moist.
My lips moist.
You need moist lips. Why are these moist lips important to you? What are you doing with your lips?
You lick them all the
younger,
time.
When I was younger, I'd always lick my lips, and then they would get all dry.
Sure.
And I grew up in California, but since I moved up here for college, then the whole weather thing was different. So then it became even more obsessive that I had. Have a
so you're already okay. a licker. You know right. Who else is a lip licker?
Who?
I don't know.
Oh, LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. In fact, the LL is for licking lips.
We have a
licking lips Cool J. That dude's here to watch any interview, anything. He cannot stop licking his lips.
We have a.
That's what LL means, licking lips?
Yeah, it really does.
It really does.
Yes.
Warm with that.
Oh, my yes, God, 100%.
Funny. Hey, Jeannie, we have a men's room rule that you can never ask another guy to share his chapstick. Is that fair?
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't let anyone use mine. No.
Do people ask to borrow your chapstick?
Yes.
That's so weird. I mean,
sometimes I've had a couple friends who, you know how sometimes, most people are, you know, polite, but, you know, once in a while you have a friend that just has, like, no boundaries, and they'll, like, just grab your drink and take a sip.
Yeah, Miles.
Grab your
I don't
food,
take a sip.
Like,
I don't take a sip.
He does not take a sip.
I don't take a sip.
Miles
you
will crush
your
drink.
You won't have to worry about having my lips touch yours, because that drink will probably just be gone.
That is
well, and
true.
The chapstick, I think, God, because I'm a nurse, and all I can think about is all the gross stuff that they might have, diseases or herpes or something, and they probably don't. But
so wait.
Some garbage.
Wait, hold on. So I have to go to the hospital for something, right? You don't know what it is yet. You haven't looked at the clipboard. You're walking into the room, and you're thinking as you look at me like, oh my God, he has scabies, herpes, who the hell knows?
Oh, Jeannie, you know, you look at the chart right away, and that's probably the first thing you look at when you go into that patient's like, oh, he's got the herp, right? You know where the box is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you look.
I don't judge. It's like,
I know
hey,
that,
okay.
But you know. I
mean, okay. Yeah. Has there been a case where you have walked into a room, you read the chart to see what the deal is, and whatever the deal was, you had to fight to not laugh at their situation?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't even want to get started, but yeah, there's times where you walk in and you literally have to walk out, either because you're going to start getting psychotically, hysterically laughing, or you're like, oh my God, there's diarrhea running off the freaking bed like a waterfall. I'm out of here. I gotta go get help.
So wait, do you pretend you didn't see that? Because that'd be my move. Like, oh, I didn't see it.
Well, yeah. Well, I missed one of those times I realized that the other nurse report didn't tell me about the waterfall, and when I walked into that room, I wanted to go punch her.
That's probably what they're singing about, a big poop diarrhea waterfall.
Hey, by the way, Jeannie, just so you know, I'm going to read some comments that have come in. It says, hey guys, I'm a lip licker too. Someone else says, give the chapstick lady my phone number. I probably have 10 tubes. No, because they have about 10 tubes of chapstick they want to get rid of.
Oh. What's your preferred brand? Are you like one
what
of those
flavor?
Burt's Bees people, or do you just go straight up chapstick?
Burt's Bees.
Do you have a preferred?
Straight up chapstick cherry is my all-time favorite. And then I recently discovered, when I was up in Alberta a couple of years ago, I found...
Poutine?
Primony. Nivea with... Huh?
Poutine chapstick?
Houdini?
Poutine.
It's a Canadian
you
dish.
You know, French fries.
Oh, yeah. Well, I found the Nivea, and they had it in strawberry, but now they have it at CVS, and it's like, I'm looking at the one I have in the car. It's blackberry.
Lucky.
And
good
so
Lord.
Those are my two that,
okay.
that right. I like. I don't like the plain stuff. I don't like that Burt's Bees stuff.
Burt's Bees.
Sometimes I think it's a racket, man. You got to put so much of that stuff on, you can never stop putting it on.
Well, it's the thing. And then you put it on and on, you know, and you keep buying more. I mean, listen to her.
Like, I lick my lips, but I don't wear chapstick.
You're a
lip.
I
don't either.
By the way, Ted, a comment came in. It says, LO Cool J is ladies love Cool J.
No, it's not. It's Lick Lipper.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Lick Lipper.
It's yeah. Lick Lipper.
Or Lick Licker.
Damn it.
Lip Licker.
Lip
what did
licker.
I say?
It's Lip Licker J.
You said Lick Lipper. It's Lip Licker. Lip lick
close.
You know what? You say it.
What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
Oh, one of them lip lickers moved into the neighborhood. I'll see what's happened here.
You know, he also raps, too. Like, you know him from great films like Deep Blue Sea. But he's actually a rapper.
Name one other movie.
He was also in The Hard Way with Michael J. Fox.
Wow.
And James Woods.
I need love.
And he is currently on Don't Tell Me. Oh, Los Angeles. It's something Los Angeles.
Is he NCIS-ing?
Is he NCIS? Yeah, it's got to be. Because all the CSIs are gone, right?
Yeah.
When is the last time he released a rap album?
He doesn't need to.
No, it's not that. I'm just saying, you know, it's we talked about this before, right? If you are, say, 12 years old, 15 years old, John Madden means nothing to you in the world of football beyond the fact that his name is on the preeminent mm-hmm. football video
George game. Foreman Grill.
George Foreman Grill. But LL Cool J, as far as you know, what's his face? Will Smith? Like,
I will also say this about LL Cool J. In all seriousness, he is the reason people use the term GOAT.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he had an album just called GOAT. And, like, I had never heard it before he used it. And now it's funny, like, everybody uses it. Who's the GOAT? Who's the GOAT, right? Greatest of all time. But, yeah, like, I think he deserves... I don't think he made up the term, but he deserves a lot of credit.
I think Prince deserves credit for creating how people text. Any of his song titles, if it was the word to or you, he just knew the numbers.
Oh, the
numbers.
That's
it,
everything. MR.
Right. All that stuff, man.
What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA. We've got more of your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ryan Castle, Drug and Charge, coming up to Sit and Spin. Today, Ryan brings in 10 bands named after your nether regions. Sit and Spin coming up right after emails on our question, what's the rule you live by and why? More from that Reddit discussion. As far as technology is concerned, some advice here from Gumpy15. Gumpy15.
If you're going to trust anyone.
Do not use speakerphones in cubicles, which was followed by just don't use your speakerphone in public at all.
I would agree with that.
So Jeannie just told us we were on her speakerphone. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah, somebody today said something in an elevator like, oh, sorry, people are talking. And it took everything not to be like, you're in an elevator.
Yeah,
exactly.
Why do you have it on speakerphone?
If you put someone on speakerphone, be sure to tell them. I hate when I've been talking to someone for a few minutes, hear something in the background, and realize I've been talking on speakerphone the entire time. And finally, one poster reminded us, wearing headphones in public is code for don't talk to me.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious.
What's the rule that you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
Or you can just wear a shirt that says, don't talk to me. Hello, Sam. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Excellent. How about yourself?
I've got a bad itch right between my backside and my foreskin.
The
all
gooch.
Righty then.
Well, you asked.
Better than... Well, no, that's not better than much, actually. Sorry
okay.
about that.
That's okay, man. I've got a cream on it right now.
Oh, nice. That's always, that always works out.
Oh, well, I'm
anyways,
so.
It's Oreo cream
it's
filling.
It's an antifungal cream.
Oh, well, then perfect. You're
okay.
good.
Yeah, okay.
The problem is it's not a fungus, Miles.
Oh, my bad.
He just puts it there because he likes applying it.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know anybody was going to tell him that.
Okay.
Oh. Well, anyways, okay, so my rule... I've been living by it ever since I started smoking, and my rule is never smoke too much before you go to bed, and you have to work at 7 in the morning, an hour away from your house.
That's a very specific
rule.
That
could result in you waking up a little late. And it's only happened once, and that's the only time it ever had to happen before I realized, yeah, I maybe don't want to smoke at 10:30 when I got to wake up in 7 hours.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
well,
you have an alarm clock,
yeah,
right?
I mean, like anybody else. Everybody has their own way of doing it, depending on, you know.
Right.
If
and
not,
I
if not you,
go off on that, because if you don't wake up early in the morning, it could not even matter, and it could make you sleep like an angel. But in other cases where you're waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning, I don't know why. I've talked to a couple people, and they agree that sometimes it is definitely a sleep aid at its best.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah.
And a hunger aid and all kinds of good
stuff. Yeah, it's all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? I get up a lot later than most people, but I do have a cutoff. 4 a.m. is my cutoff.
4 a.m. to go to bed or to get up?
No, just to smoke weed. Like, if I wake up randomly at 2 a.m., I'll take a puff, but I'm not going to smoke. If it's after 4 or 5 a.m., I feel like then I'm going to wake up still
stoned.
Do you feel like that's a big statement?
Kids, if I learned one thing in life,
yeah,
4 a.m.
No smoking after 4 a.m.
I will not smoke marijuana
after 4 a.m.
After Carson Daly's long asleep.
Right. I mean, jeez.
And
man.
Byron Allen is still somehow been on television.
I'm watching Greeny and Get Up.
When it's nothing but infomercials.
Right, exactly.
I stopped smoking weed.
Thinking about buying a ShamWow? Not smoking weed.
If Adult Swim is off the air, it's too late to smoke.
Dad, I'm telling you, man, you're blazing a new path.
Yeah.
That is, not a lot of people can make the sacrifice you make that I will not smoke weed after 4 a.m.
Put posters up in weed stores.
I mean, good Lord.
What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I'm sorry, guys. I got to say I disagree with that last caller.
All right.
You know, like, right before you go to bed, right when you wake up, it's always a good idea, in my opinion. You know?
Well, it depends on how you can handle it, you know, like anything else.
Yeah, that's another thing. If you're a daily user or whatever, a lot of times, it just don't affect you like other people.
No, that's a fact.
But, anyway, so that's kind of my rule is, you know, there ain't much in life that being stoned doesn't make better.
This is the exact opposite of the last call.
What's your favorite thing to do high? What's your favorite thing to do high?
My favorite?
Yeah, what's your favorite activity to do high?
I like listening to the ball games on the radio.
Okay.
I'm kind of boring.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, but I also got to say, like, all the best rules that I've heard listening to you guys all boil down to, like, just be nice. Be courteous to other people, you know? No matter how important you think yourself is, be nice.
You're only saying that because you're high.
Well, yeah, because I pulled into my driveway, like, 20 minutes ago, which means I get to sit here and relax and, you know, because my wife don't get home till later. The kids that are around are teenagers, and they're inside, so I'm out here.
Don't you think they know Dad's outside in the truck smoking weed?
Yeah, of course they do. Oh, Dad's hotboxing.
What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.